This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Five people have now died after the violence at the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday when Trump supporters stormed the building. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick collapsed after returning to his office. On Wednesday, a protester was shot dead by police and three other people suffered medical emergencies and died. And now it appears President Trump is responding to talk that he should be removed from office. Talk like this from Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois.
The president is unfit and the president is unwell. And the president must now relinquish control of the executive branch voluntarily or involuntarily.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a video shot at the White House, the president admitted for the first time his stay there will soon end.
Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th.
The video appeared aimed at fighting back talk that he should leave office now.
This man is deadly.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is among lawmakers calling for Vice President Pence and the cabinet to remove the president immediately, threatening another impeachment push if they don't. Neither option seems likely, though their mere discussion is a warning to the president.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reporting there on President Trump. Two cabinet secretaries have now resigned, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. LeBron James is talking about the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. Last night after the Lakers lost to the Spurs, he said, "We live in two Americas." He said, had it been black Americans storming the Capitol, we all know what would have happened. New research suggests Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine can protect against a variant found in Britain and South Africa. This is AP News. Boeing will admit that employees misled regulators about the safety of its 737 MAX aircraft.
Boeing has reached a hefty settlement over a criminal charge that it defrauded safety regulators about the MAX jet. The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to a $2.5 billion settlement that includes money for crash victims' families, airline customers, the airlines that bought the planes, and a fine. Two crashes, one in 2018, killed 346 people. After the planes were grounded in 2019, Boeing redesigned an automated flight control system blamed in both crashes. And in November, federal authorities again allowed the MAX jets to fly. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dow was up 211 points yesterday. The S&P up 55. The NASDAQ up 326 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.